Hello, it's George from Fun Kids Breakfast, and you are listening to Fun Kids Meet. It's the podcast where we meet some truly incredible people, and this week I am speaking to an absolute superstar. She is one of Britain's biggest actresses. She is the star of Princess Peach in the huge new film, the Super Mario Bros. Movie. Anya Taylor-Joy is here on the pod, and we're going to be talking all about the big new film. We're going to be talking about how she may be the real-life Elsa from Frozen, and we'll be chatting about which of the star-studded Super Mario Bros. Movie cast is the best at the actual Mario's game. All of that and more here with Anya Taylor-Joy. Hello, Anya. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. It's not lost to me, and I just realised as I was sitting waiting to speak to you that I have accidentally come dressed as Luigi.
Love this plan. Completely accidental, right?
Yeah, I'd love to say I thought it through. let's jump in though, Anya, if you don't mind, with the big question.
Uh-huh.
How's your Mario Kart skills? Are they up to scratch?
You know what? They've gotten a lot better. When I started, it was pretty abysmal. I don't have the best eye-thumb coordination in the world, but I am determined. So I've definitely got better. And I wouldn't necessarily say it's skill. It's just like sheer intention.
Persistence.
Yeah.
Have you played against any of your fellow castmates?
No, but I can guarantee you that at this point I would be destroyed. So I feel like I need to, before I pitch the idea of all of us playing, I think I maybe need to go away, do my Rocky preparation, and then come in.
Who's your money on at the moment?
Seth?
I can see that.
Seth or Jack.
Yeah, I can see Seth Rogen having spent many an hour on Mario. I feel like that's a nice idea for like the DVD extras, if that's
I think that sounds
thing.
Great.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm pitching that right now.
I mean, I think that sounds wonderful. We might have to bleep out some of the things that come out of my mouth when I'm in the heat of the moment. But yeah, for sure.
You're only human. You're only human. I mean, we touched upon it, I guess, briefly there. I mean, it's such an iconic thing that so many people have grown up with, is Mario. Is there any pressure attached to being involved in something like that, something which means so much to so many people?
Absolutely. You never want to let down the fans, but I've got this slightly unfortunate but probably very helpful character trait that I have, you know, it just happens to me, where I don't think about the pressure until I've done it. And so I'll say, yay, that's really exciting, and then I'll go in, I'll do my job, la 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 la, and then the second it's over, I go, oh God, oh God. What have I done? What have I done? So I hope people will enjoy it. I had such a good time making it, and it is not lost on me what a privilege it is to be a part of this world.
I mean, it's a huge movie. It really, really is. And I think people are going to absolutely love it. I mean, I want to touch on process, though, Anya, with you, because I spoke with Steve Carell not that long ago about voicing Groot. Mm-hmm. And he says for him, it's a very method process. Like, he, you know, even after filming, he's waking up every morning, he still grew. So I want to know, can you relate? Are you living the Princess Peach life every day?
I mean, listen, I can only aspire to be as together as she is. She's definitely, she is running that ship. I would like to think that I'm running my own ship. I'm running as fast as I can right now, that's for sure. But I hope that I have it as together as she does. I find her very inspirational.
So, okay, part method, but you're not waking up every morning annoying your friends and family with the voice all the time. Not that it's an annoying voice.
It's not that I'm attempting. I mean, I do sometimes just sound like a cartoon character, especially if I've spent too much time in America. I find that my voice kind of goes a bit higher and I end up just everything. I'm a very earnest person and I get really excited about things. I love being passionate. So I think that just naturally makes me sound a bit like a cartoon character to most of my friends.
I'm sure they love it. Talking of loving things, my younger cousin loves Mario like so much. I'm not sure there's a bigger fan out there than he is. And he's actually sent a question for you.
Please.
So brace yourself. It's a hard hitting question. I'm going to hand over to Henry now for this.
Hello, Henry.
My name is Henry, and I just wanted to know, what is your favourite Mario character?
I mean, of course I love Peach, but I do love Toad. Toad has a special place in my heart.
It's a good combo.
Mm-hmm. They're a good little
team.
It's
a good combo.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Oh, and Kitty Mario. Anytime someone turns into a cat,
okay,
I'm there.
Fine. Yeah, we're all down with that. I do want to know about this brilliant character. It's an iconic character, a character so many younger people are going to really resonate with. But are you ready to have to wheel out Princess Peach's voice for every kid that you're going to meet now for the rest of your life? Are you prepared for that?
100%. I mean, there's nothing that I love more. I've pretended to be Frozen, Elsa from Frozen, for a few kids and just seeing their excitement.
With the hair toss, you've so got the hair for the hair toss.
Well, thank you. But it's, you know, it's mostly I try and leave just before they ask me to like actually freeze the entire place.
I was going to say before they ask you to sing Let It Go, because yeah, that's just as terrifying.
No, but it is a wonderful thing to be able to do. And a lot of the films that I've made have not actually been kid friendly. And so to be able to have this and have it be more inclusive is just lovely.
Well, they're going to love it if they get a little bit of in-person Princess Peach.
Hey.
Thank you so much, Anya. Really loving the film, and I'm sure loads of young people all across the UK will. And cannot wait to hear you do your Princess Peach voice to every young person that walks past you in the street now forever.
I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'll be doing my vocal exercises.
And if they don't like that, they can just ask for Elsa. Thank you, Anya. Have a lovely rest of the day.
Thank you, love. Bye.
Well, there we go. Thank you, Anya Taylor-Joy. Absolutely loved chatting to her, and I've got a feeling we're going to see a lot more of Anya as Princess Peach, because that Mario film is so big, it's so successful. I know loads of you have seen it, so do let us know what you thought of the film, what you thought of Princess Peach in it. It would be great to hear that. So yes, thank you to Anya, and if you love this podcast and if you love film and television, well, do check out Stream It, which is our big series of film and television. There's news, there's interviews and exclusive things that you do not want to miss if you are a fan of watching things. So check that out. But for now, thanks to Anya Taylor-Joy. Take care. I will see you soon.